Classmates 3. Festivals. The Navajo Mountain Chant Ceremony. Exercise 2.
I'm standing in the shadows just outside the flickering circle of firelight. The sound of wild chanting fills my ears. I'm experiencing one of the most magical, mystical nights of my life as I join the Navajo in the celebration of the mountain chant. The Navajo are the second largest tribe in North America. Over 300,000 of them live on the Navajo Reservation in southern USA. In the modern world, they struggle to keep their cultural identity and remember their past. One of the ways they do this is by celebrating ancient ceremonies like the mountain chant. The mountain chant takes place at the end of winter. It is a healing ceremony, and like many Navajo rituals, it lasts 9 days and 9 nights. The celebrations are based on the legend of Disaliyidje Kakal, who was captured by his enemy and escaped. As he made his way back to his tribe, he learnt many lessons and skills, like sand painting, how to swallow an arrow without getting hurt, and how to walk through fire without getting burnt. Navajo tribesmen show off these skills during the festivities. A large part of the ceremony takes place inside the shaman's lodge. Shamans, or medicine men, know all about making sick people better. People sit inside for hours during the mountain chant ceremony, singing and praying around the fire and drinking special herbal medicines. On the last night, at sunset, the shaman appears and begins to chant. He stands inside the circle of evergreens, a wooden fence that represents black spruce trees, the Navajo symbol for men, and blue spruce trees, the Navajo symbol for women. In the center of the circle is a bonfire. Men paint their bodies with clay, which stops them getting burnt, and then they run through the fire. The Navajo believe fire burns away evil. Running through the fire without getting burnt shows they have learned to control it and the evil in their lives. I was fascinated by the mountain chant ceremony. It is a great way for the Navajo to bring together their history, beliefs, and people.